T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, a Monday afternoon. Weather is fantastic. A little chilly for my liking, to tell you the truth. You got to start thinking about all this fall stuff. I was a little shocked in Food Lion today. They are stocked to the rafters with Halloween candy, which gives me hope. Now, not because I'm going to consume all of it, but just the opposite. It says to me that perhaps parents and children and those of us who love Halloween are thinking, yeah, there's going to be a Halloween. And perhaps folks are getting adjusted to what's going on and making adjustments. So we'll talk about that a little bit as we head through the afternoon. Tomorrow afternoon, don't forget PJ O'Rourke is going to be here. Really, really, really looking forward to chatting with him. And yeah, you and I are going to continue talking a little bit about the Ruth Bader Ginsburg situation. That's probably the best way to describe it, right? Democrats are saying, how dare you? Most Republicans are saying, well, yeah, this is part of our obligation, just the way that it goes. Dr. Daniel Gade would like to be one of those Republicans making some of these decisions, and he's with us. Dr. Gade, I appreciate you being here.
Hello, how are you today, sir?
I am doing well, although I've got to tell you, I wasn't sure. Dr. Gade or Colonel Gade, you always keep your highest title, and I didn't want to insult you one way or the other.
Yeah. You know, I've got a lot of titles, but my favorite one is just Daniel. My kids call me Dad, and that's a pretty good one, too.
All right. Well, I'm not going to call you Dad. I like you, but not quite that much. So I'm going to call you Daniel, if that's okay.
Good idea. Daniel is fine. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, Daniel, I noticed on Twitter you have weighed in on the Supreme Court vacancy. Would you mind bringing everybody up to speed with your opinion on this?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I've been a servant of the Constitution for 25 years on active duty in the military, and then, you know, I've worked under a couple of different presidents. And the thing that I'm trying to bring to this race and to this seat is fidelity to the Constitution. And the Senate has an advice and consent, or an advise and consent role when there's a nomination. And that means that if the president nominates, if that's what he chooses to do, then the Senate should just do exactly what it says. It's not complicated. Now, I actually break with my party, and in the tweet on Facebook, I break with my party and say that, you know what, in 2016, they should have allowed an up or down vote on Merrick Garland. He probably would have gotten voted down, but either way, it doesn't matter. Their job is to provide advice and give consent or withhold it to the president's nominees, and that's what they should do in this case as well.
Now, when you look at the folks, all 100 members of the U.S. Senate who are weighing in on this, does the glaring hypocrisy from both sides at some point rise up and just smack you in the face?
Well, it does. You know, I'm sick of career politicians on both sides, to be honest with you. My opponent in this race is a career politician. That's what he's always done. He went to Washington years ago. He went to college to, quote unquote, major in Washington, D.C. That's what he said. And so it's no surprise that in 2016, he said, you know, hashtag do your job. And in 2020, he says, oh, well, we'll actually wait to do our job until after the election. So that's what he wants to do. But I fear for him that by waiting to do his job until after the election, what he's going to discover is that he's out of a job, because I'm going to be the U.S. Senator from Virginia.
Fair enough. Dr. Daniel Gade is joining us. He is the Republican nominee. He is challenging U.S. Senator Mark Warner. And Daniel, for those who may not be familiar with your story, you just talked about having spent 25 years of your life serving the Constitution. Do you mind bringing everybody up to speed on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I enlisted in the Army when I was 17 years old and went off to West Point shortly after that, and then spent 20 years of active duty service as an officer, during which time I was wounded in combat twice, lost a leg in combat, and then went and got a master's and a PhD in public policy, taught at West Point for years, worked in the White House under President Bush, worked in a couple of policy-making positions under President Obama, and then after I retired, I worked for President Trump. So I've got tons and tons of national-level policy-making experience working on behalf of the most vulnerable members of our society. So I'm ready for this. I'm ready for this job, and I'm ready to complete the application process on November 3rd when the people vote me in.
Now, Senator Mark Warner's folks would say, look, you may not like Senator Warner. He's not exactly the most exciting, dynamic sort of a guy, but he's a centrist. He's always been a centrist and a moderate. Are they off the mark on that?
Well, absolutely, they're off the mark. I mean, he voted in his first term in the Senate, he voted with President Obama 100% of the time. And every year he votes consistently in the 80s or 90s with his party leadership. So this is a guy who, although he likes to play the sort of all shucks Connecticut moderate, in reality what he is a party line hack. And he doesn't have any good fresh ideas. He's not an innovative thinker. I think it's clear from his performance and his behavior that this is somebody who doesn't even really want the job. He's just there because he likes the title.
Now, that's interesting. So you think, honestly, that Mark Warner likes it because it's a great mess hall that they have at the Capitol and gets to rub shoulders here and there, but you don't think he's all that interested in the job itself?
No, I don't. And that's evidenced by the fact that he's consistently in the bottom half or even bottom third of senators in attendance. It's illustrated in the fact that he rarely is the leader or original sponsor of any significant bills. I mean, he tries to do one or two little easy ones now and then and then claim that he's some kind of bipartisan leader. But in reality, it's just that he's struggling to perform in that job, I think, primarily because he doesn't appear to like the work much.
Interesting. And when we talk about legislation, you're right. He doesn't seem to introduce very much. I guess every once in a while, you described as sort of the easy ones. Maybe it's a renaming of a post office, right? That's always a good one for folks to say they've done
right,
something.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, that's right. And one of his most recent bills, one that I'm sure he's going to talk about a lot during our debate on Wednesday, actually, is this thing called the Great American Outdoors Act, which is an entirely uncontroversial bill to protect and fund deferred maintenance on our national parks. But by the way, does nothing to protect hunters or fishermen or their access to public lands. It's just a sort of a nothing bill. And it took him 12 years to get there. And it's just like, okay, what are you even doing? It's ridiculous.
Now, wait a minute. So you're not going on the record as saying you hate the great outdoors and you don't like trees?
No, I love the sunshine on my skin as much as anybody else. But the point of the bill is it's kind of a silly do nothing bill that it does important work. Sure. But it should have been done years and years ago instead of waiting until 15 minutes before an election to do it.
Yeah, Dr. Daniel Gade is joining us, and you mentioned the debate on Wednesday. Let's talk about debates. I mean, that's not going to be the only debate, is it?
No, it's not going to be the only debate, but, you know, I challenged him to five, and he had originally challenged to three, and it looks like it's going to be three because he just won't sit down. It's hard to pin him down. He's already missed a couple of candidate forums. When he found out I was showing up for a debate, he would backed out of a climate debate. He failed to show for a community forum in a blue area of Virginia, Northern Virginia. So it's just that he doesn't really want to compare and contrast his sort of do nothing record with my bold, fresh outside ideas.
He backed out of an event in Northern Virginia?
Yeah, it was in Arlington. It was a community forum of some kind. And I was there, and he was supposed to be there, and then he quote unquote had other obligations, and I'm sure his other obligation was, shaking with rage that I even exist and that he's even being challenged for this seat.
Now, how were you received in Arlington? That's not exactly red territory, as you point out.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't making heart face emojis at me or anything, but what they were doing is treating me with respect because I have good, fresh, new outside ideas. And look, I'm not going to be a rubber stamp for the Republican Party. I'm going to be an independent thinker and a rubber stamp for the people of Virginia and the Constitution. Whereas, you know, Mark's career, the hallmark of his career is that he rarely breaks with his party on anything of consequence.
You know, a few years back when I was living and working in Massachusetts, Daniel, there were a lot of folks who wrote off Scott Brown, also somebody with a military background in a state that just doesn't elect Republicans. He seemed to pull it off. Are you looking at the Scott Brown campaign with a new eye, maybe?
Yeah, sure. Look, you know, I won the Republican nomination in the primary with like 68% of the vote in a three-way primary. So that was great. And the Republican Party is totally unified behind me. But what is really important here is reaching out to the folks who maybe they feel lost by the Republican Party. And they want to know that they have a chance to elect a servant and not a career politician. And that's me. And when we message those folks, what we're discovering is that they come over, even though maybe they don't agree with me on this policy or that policy. But the truth is people are absolutely starving and hungry for an outside perspective. And I'm not a career politician. I'm just a career servant of the Constitution. You know, providing for my family and serving other people is what I do.
Fair enough. Daniel, for folks who do want to learn more about you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yep. The best way is to go to Gade, that's G-A-D-E-F-O-R, Virginia.com. And on Facebook and Twitter, it's @GADEFOR and the word Virginia, all spelled out. And the most important way to help, honestly, is to go to that webpage and smash the donate button and throw $20 in there. If you like what you heard today and you want to see Mark Warner get a run for his money, help me raise more money.
Fair enough. I appreciate the honesty on that front. That is Dr. Daniel Gade, and he is the Republican running against Mark Warner. Interesting stuff there. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.